Okay, and we are live. I am Ambry Shantae.
I'm Bria Simone.
Welcome to Two Honest Black Girls.
Ooh, does not have a ring to it. Good morning.
Wow, we've never recorded in the morning before.
No, I love it. I am a morning person, so this is like my sweet spot. I have my cup of coffee. I'm staring into the sunshine. It's just giving me vibes.
I don't know what kind of person I am because I don't like to wake up early and I don't like to stay up late. So maybe I'm just a sleepy person.
Sleepy girls link up. Honestly, that could also be the name of this because I too am a sleepy girl. Man. If it's past my bedtime, I will fall asleep on you in a heartbeat, no matter where we are.
Maybe I am a morning person just simply because my biological clock gets me up early. But I just be like, nigga, settle down.
Calm it down. That's not what we're here to do.
Did you watch the WAP video yet?
I did. I surely did.
It's some hoes in this house. It's some hoes in this house.
That's really so catchy.
It just makes you think of the 90s and just Too Live. And
honestly, this is the first time in a long time I felt like female rappers were saying some real live nasty-ish. Like, Megan kind of alludes to some nasty stuff most of the time. This was the first time I was like, okay. Bring us some Trina. Give it to us. Give it to the girls.
I guess. I mean, I think she does. It's just, you hear the little one with her and the baby? Oh, you know what you also need to listen to? Not that this has anything to do with WAP, but Lil Boosie, Nasty Dasty. Oh, that's my shit. Will they be playing the little Brandon manager walked up on me and I was listening. I was like, I like him nasty. I had the shoulder work going and he popped up on me. I'm like, don't. Like, it's social distancing. Distance from my desk. You see me trying to vibe? I like him nasty.
I'm
nasty.
Dead.
I like
you
him nasty.
The shoulder
nasty.
Bop going on
I like him
work.
Nasty. I'm doing it right now. But yeah, Mulatto was cool on there. You know, I'm like, I'm like, all right, come on. Y'all beat some freaky girls.
Yeah, Ruby Rose, Normani, shout out to like the Black Girl Collective. I really did like their decision to include other thriving Black girls. I'm not crazy about Kylie getting that star moment, but then it occurred to me, maybe they did the walking thing because she can't dance? Question mark? I don't know.
Yeah, she probably can't dance and the does look good. I mean, you gotta give the girl that, whether she paid for it or not, the bitch look good. And let's just get into it for today because I don't have time for this. We're trying to talk about some SEX.
Yes. For today, in conjunction with what we talked about with the WAP video, we are two Black women. We should be allowed to discuss sexuality and sex without any judgment from y'all. So if you're listening to this episode today with an open mind, ready to hear whatever we have to say, welcome. If you're here to judge, please
welcome
now.
No, because judgment is free promo. Please judge and tell your friends.
All press is good press, huh?
Yep.
All right, let's get into it.
When you meet someone new, how did it start? Like the sex talk. Do you have a sex talk or do you just go in there and just try it out?
You know what? Okay. So meet someone new. This is hard. So if it's meet someone new, it's going to take a while before I have sex with them because I'm just a protective person of my energy and my body and all that good jazz. I'm just not that open in that way. But once we do eventually get to the place where I'm like, okay, he's not a complete dog. I'm not like really risking my health by just even looking at him because he's that filthy.
Oh my gosh.
Let's, you know, test it out. I'm more of a like chemistry, go with the flow kind of girl. I don't usually have conversations about what I enjoy from sex prior to sex, or I should say, we don't really talk about sex until we've had sex. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you? What are your practices?
I'm aggressive, so I be giving hints as soon as I feel like I want it, you know, like, yo. we can really just go right now. Hey, what's up? You ready?
Yeah.
You with it? And if it's long distance, you know, long distance, you be talking to them and y'all building up. So I'm like, you know what? Like, what are you into? You know, like, because there's just some lag between when y'all gonna have this sex and when you ready to give the sex, you know. So there's some kind of lag. I might have to send some news.
That is very valid and true. I honestly didn't think about it. Yes, you are right. When I've been in like long distance situations, we are talking about having sex for sure before having sex. So that is accurate.
Which I kind of enjoy, so we can just talk about what we're into a little bit. You can kind of test the water, see how nasty they are when they text you. Like, oh, nigga, you gonna do what? Oh, okay.
My only problem is when they say they're about to do all this stuff and then you finally test it out and you're like, bro, this was false advertisement. None of what you said was going to happen happened. And now I'm upset.
Yeah, that sucks. But I have been like 5-star with the long distance lovers. And a couple of these niggas that I met on Twitter, I used to really meet Twitter niggas. And... Look,
it's fine.
I only took one L from a Twitter nigga, but that was somebody from home that somebody else knew. So he kind of came with a referral, and that's why I had went that route. But it wasn't hitting for what it should have been hitting for. But in his defense, he didn't tell me. He didn't brag about it. We just ended up having sex.
And I shouldn't say they were 1-stars. They weren't 1-stars. They were like 3.5. Like,
you are so extreme. You are so extreme. Like, for me to be the extreme person out here, you be extreme. You be like, nope, that nigga suck. Block. Even if I came, he get a 0-star. What kind of ratings are you?
What is the criteria? I don't know. I feel bad because I don't even know the criteria. I just be like, yes or no. This feels like a no. Let's just move forward with the blocking and the appropriate protocols.
Yeah. I can't.
I'm going to pray for me. Pray for me, audience. Pray for me. You know, we all working it out.
Yeah, but... Oh. I just got stressed. I lost my thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, like, I might have orgasmed, but I'm still gonna block him because it just wasn't satisfactory. I'm just kidding.
What is a non-satisfactory orgasm? It's like posting that clarity, like, yeah, I got a nut, but it's not the nut I wanted. Like, how does that?
Okay, so how does this work? Like, if you still orgasmed but you're still not satisfied, I don't know, because there's like the orgasms that like take your breath away and you're like, yeah, let's do this again. And then there's like orgasms, like, the job got done.
Because I suppose that's how men are. Because men be having a lot of criteria for good sex. And men almost always come. So I'd be like, well, what do you mean? You came? They'd be like, yeah, but the walls wasn't that tight, or I had to do this. I'm like, what?
So what? This is my fight against the patriarchy. Thank you. Exactly. I am equivalent. I okay. too can have demands that don't actually make sense. It's a good time. High advice, anyone who wants to test it out.
But, and also with new partners, it's that awkward phase of the protection talk, because some niggas will try it. They want raw, they can raw.
That's a problem that I consistently have. I find myself always having the discussion like, we will not have sex if you do not put on a condom. Because my thing is, like, none of these guys are my boyfriend. I'm not, even if you're the only guy I'm messing around with for like a 6-month period, I still feel like for my own safety and protection, we will be using condoms. Because Black women are disproportionately affected by STIs. Like, I do not want to be a statistic.
Right. And it's a large crazy statistic. So the American Sexual Health Association says 1 in 2 sexually active persons will contract an STI by the age of 25. So that's just like, that's playing Russian roulette, essentially. Like, you might get that 50-50. Shit, you might not. Yeah, you just
50-50. And I can't go 50-50 with no hoe, like, period.
Man. And even though young people account for half of new STI cases, a recent survey showed only about 12% were tested for STIs in the last year. So they didn't get tested, but it's like, oh, you got that shit, so they had to go in. Like, somebody must have told them, because people are not getting tested.
And I guess that's the other thing, right? Like, I feel like men get a little abrasive when you mention condoms or testing. But my thing is, how can you ever expect to have raw sex with me and we can't have those kind of discussions? So if we can't have those type of discussions about when your most recent test was, what your status was, whether it was positive or negative, like, even if you got something the last time you got tested, tell me that you got treatment, tell me what the treatment was, so that I can make an informed and educated decision about that type of thing, instead of just assuming that because you want to, we should.
Yeah, and I don't think that STDs scare niggas enough. Like, it's like a small percentage, maybe 10% niggas that are really scared of STDs. And the rest of niggas just like, yeah, I had gonorrhea, chlamydia, but it's curable. I'm carrying on with my day. I think I told you before, I was messing with this dude in college. And I know he was messing with other people. He was messing with somebody when I met him. So, nigga, you're out here. And he was trying to convince me to not use a condom. And I was very adamant, which I had not always been. I had definitely fucked him raw before. And it was good. You know, I know what you're capable of providing to me, but at this time, I don't trust you. So let's just go ahead and wrap it up. So we had sex with condom. All was well. And when I looked in his cabinet, he had prescriptions. And you know, I looked it up. And this nigga had gonorrhea. So I was just so offended and disgusted. I had sex with a condom, but I was just more offended that, nigga, you just had some shit. And you ready to just get back in here raw again, like you good as new. And maybe you are good as new. But what?
And let's use that specific STI as an example. Black women compared to their white counterparts are 6.9 times as likely to contract gonorrhea. So what I'm saying is, when I have 7 times the likelihood of catching something, you better believe that I am in these streets safe, and I'm demanding that of my partners. I don't understand why it's a problem or a concern.
For sure. And another time I was dating a guy that I was really, really into, like, and so we went on our first date, things are great, we had great sex, but then he was just like, hey, you know, if we're kicking it like this, I think we should both get tested. And I was like, well, for sure. For sure. Like, I'm glad that you think that way. I'm glad
that is
that
we... so attractive.
Yes. Daddy as fuck. He really was.
Like, that is just like maturity in terms of the sexual context. Because I think sometimes men think we're only looking for maturity in like the emotional sense. But like, no, like, be mature when we have sex too. Like, say things like, let's go get tested if we're gonna be having raw sex. Like, that is so sexy. Wow.
Right. And as a woman, I'm used to bringing up the conversation about testing. So it was taken aback. Like, nigga, you think I got some shit? But all in all, when we got tested, I didn't. And I didn't think I did. So there you go. You don't have to be scared. You don't have to contemplate, because you can just go and you can know.
And it is nice that he gave you the opportunity to not always be the person, like, bringing these conversations to the table, because I feel like sometimes when you do bring the conversation to the table, it ends up becoming a turnoff for men. And I feel like it's great that he's comfortable enough and makes you comfortable enough that there's open dialogue, because then that facilitates the dialogue for communication about your dislikes or likes in the bedroom as well.
It definitely is.
Do that part of the conversation before or after?
So I haven't had very many new sexual partners. Let me think. The last one I had, I did talk to her beforehand. Like I said, would I be like on one and I'd be fiending like Jodeci, I'd be letting her know, like, I really just want to have sex with you. So And she's like, how do you know that's what you want? Like, you know, X, Y, and Z. And I was like, yeah, I'm pretty much down for everything, but I don't eat ass. So do what you will with that. Like, if you need your ass ate, shawty, I ain't
got it for you. It is not here.
And I enjoy just going ahead and setting the tone a little bit, so you're not wondering if you can be rough with me or if this is acceptable or not. Because sometimes people give you like that trial run sex, like they don't want to do that offends you. Like, I didn't want to pull your hair because I don't know if your tracks still come out. Like, you could have asked me and I would have let you know my tracks is secured.
Honestly, there's so many layers to why that sentence took me out. From the trial run to the tracks, I am dead. You really just contextualized it to the free trial, cancel before your credit card gets charged again.
Which I don't want you to give me the free trial sex. Like, go ahead, give me the full pay-per-view. Like, come on.
The full subscription. We want to pay for the year subscription right now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead and put your best foot forward. Like, this is like your audition. See if you're going to get the job. So, don't be timid. But I've had some dudes that they were just like, bitch, you going to get this thumb in your butt. And if it was too much, I guess I'll see after.
I am just loving it. Wow. So you tend to communicate your likes and dislikes beforehand, but your partners might just surprise you. They might just hit you with the, I'm gonna put my thumb in a butt.
Yeah, people who are just more aggressive and outgoing usually hit you with the what's saying. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get into a position where we're trying to adjust how we're doing it. That I don't want that. Like, that is like one of my fears. Like, can you just? I was just with this other dude, and I literally just found myself just looking, giving him like a dead fish look. Like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, and that's what I do. Like, one night stands were not for me. It was just wrong. He tried to try it again. I'm like, the head was wrong.
But I will say, I am the worst at like faking, and I don't mean faking an orgasm, because I really try not to do that at all, because I think it just perpetuates a lot of bad things for women. Like, I do not want to send you out in the world and you think that you know how to make things shake and the next woman gets screwed. So I'm never gonna fake, but I'm also really bad at, like, if I'm not feeling a particular move, it's all over my face. And that just translates to all of my life. Like, I am the person, if I'm dissatisfied, you will see it on my face.
I hate that I'm that person. Like, I will kill the whole vibe on accident. Because, like, Amber clearly is not enjoying this. Like,
I'm trying, y'all.
Why y'all looking at me? Mind y'all fucking business. Look somewhere else. Like, I'm just trying to be here and get through this experience.
And I'm just trying to get through.
And you should not be trying to get through your sexual experience. I do think that men are uncomfortable when women own their sexuality, because then more is going to be expected of them. Like, when women are owning what they want and what they don't want, then that means that you have to show up and show out now. Like, you're not here just to be satisfied. You're going to have to be a satisfier.
Hello. But I feel like, luckily, most of the men I've been with have been, like, into the idea of pleasuring women. So it's been, like, I think a mutually pleasurable experience. I feel like even the guys who I was not necessarily going to give the 5-star rating to, the intention was there. It's just, you know, technique. It's like everything else. Y'all just got to get in there, study, practice, learn some videos, and then, you know.
So when does somebody get 5 stars?
Wow, this is a hard one. When do you give people 5 stars?
Okay, we had good foreplay leading up. Like, the kissing was passionate, the touching was right, transitioned seamlessly. We were on the same accord, chemistry-wise, like, passion, but you still treated me like a dirty slut. And,
I wasn't ready at all. Okay.
Some great head, some hitting it from the back. you know, if you want me to say, tell me you love the stick, I'm like, make me. And then you made me. Like, you went in. Yeah. I don't know if you're picking up what I'm putting down.
But... I'm picking it up, friend. I'm picking it up. So 5-star for me. Thank you for giving me some inspiration. 5-star for me is like... low-key, it's like the movies. You know, I'm into the fanciful, like, fantasy.
What does that mean? You done lit some candles up and you walked in? Like, what does this mean?
It means, like, it's like the love and basketball sex scene. Like, you just see brown skin, like, illusions.
So you want to be making love. So y'all be in love and y'all
be... illusions and magic and all that great stuff. Obviously passion is a key point for me because, you know, hello, I'm a Pisces and I believe in romantic, fantastical shit that's not real. So passion through the roof, always. If the passion isn't there, that's usually when I give guys like 3.5. Like, I may have orgasm, he may have orgasm, it might have been enjoyable sex, great. But if I'm not actually like feeling you the way I'm supposed to be, it's never gonna be 5-star. Because I'm always that person, like, if my emotions are disconnected from it, it might be a 3.5 or a 4, but I'm never going to give you the 5-star. Because I just need that incentive. Say good oral is a sure way to get you right up to a 4. I enjoy. And I guess just, like, being attuned to, like, whatever my mood is. Like, sometimes it is going to be a mood where I'm, like... yeah, let's get into the nasty. Like, let's go a little rougher. Let's maybe choke a little bit. But that's not all the time. So you just got to be adept with the many moods of me.
Yeah, at one weekend, I went really hard. And I had, like, little rub burns on my elbows from just doing too much. And I think I actually cried after... why are you crying? I was like, you didn't come. Like, I have never had somebody not come. He's like, there's no more come. There's none left. You took it all. Like, stop acting crazy. Stop crying. And let's go get some food and stop trying to have sex.
It's important in the context of sex in a relationship for you.
I would prefer if I was with somebody that had a high sex drive and was as into me as I am them, but I always have the higher sex drive besides that person. And sometimes he would outdo me. I'm like, now look, I've had enough. You just need to stop. So we were there to understand that some of me wanting to have so much sex is a need for intimacy.
Because
I can't get any closer to you than us getting inside each other's body. It's no closer we can be.
There are some intimacy theorists who might argue that. I am not one of them. I also, too, believe that that is one of the most intimate experiences. But I don't know. I always read weird shit. Like, kissing is more intimate than sex. I'm like...
there's only so much kissing you can do. There's only so much kissing you can do before you lead to having sex. And I always had to say, like, I understand that there are other intimate things. Like, just sharing your... deep and darkest thoughts with somebody, like, those intimate ways are great too, but I'm talking about a fun intimacy something fun. And at some point there's only so many words you can say until your hands and your body is leading the way to what you're trying to get through. And I just also enjoy sex, so then there's that.
Boom. Relationship is very important, and I would love for us to have regular, consistent, great sex. And I think I would feel bad about the relationship if we weren't. And I only say that because I have been there. Long distance sucks, mostly because you do all the labor of a relationship, and then
I call long distance relationships stressful friendships, because that's all it is. Y'all friends and y'all stressing
honestly,
each other out.
It's pen pals. Like, you just spend your time writing and calling each other, and you're like, this is so fulfilling.
That's another topic for another time, but if I don't advocate for those at all.
So the main reason I'm anti-advocating for them is because of that lack of intimacy. And seeing your partner once a month is still not enough to fill that void. And for me, that's when I came to the revelation that I needed a partner that I could, you know, be intimate with on a pretty frequent basis to feel like my relationship was successful or healthy.
Likewise. Is physical touch high on your love languages?
It is actually not. Quality time is, so Avi, that's another reason that might be an issue for me.
Well, acts of service is high on mine, and sex can be a service, so
boom. If it's done right,
man. But we were talking about orgasms, and it's crazy because a lot of women in hetero relationships are not getting as many orgasms as the others.
Initiated this conversation with my female friends, and that's mostly because it's not something that I can relate to. I am not one of the women who struggles with this, and so to know that y'all are still having sex with these men and you're not orgasming on a regular basis feels like a total disservice. Like, I would be pissed. I would be livid.
Yeah, they're saying 65% of heterosexual women are reporting to have orgasms compared to 86% of lesbians.
Well, I mean, when you break it down, it makes sense. Like, you would have to figure that because they're women, they understand what needs to happen in order for that to happen. I feel like the women who are not orgasming, it is mostly because of their partner. Now, some of them, it may be like a biological thing with them because there is like that phenomena. But for the most part, it's the fault of the partner if you're not. Unless you're just in a different headspace. And I'm not saying all incidents you need to internalize, but I am saying if you're regularly not orgasming, you and your partner need to have a talk.
Yeah, because you could have an issue, but most likely you're just not trying the right way. Y'all might need to try anal. You might need to try clitoral, you know. Vaginal is not the only way to have an orgasm. So I would be interested, because when I say orgasm, like, are we saying clitoral? Or are we going to try some anal? Are we trying to reach the G-spot? Is the G-spot actually real? All of these things.
Is it a fictitious thing?
Well, you know, they're still trying to figure out, for whatever reason, the woman's body is even a mystery to science sometimes. So
this says, but really sad.
But I do believe that communication is important. And if women are out here saying that they're faking orgasms or they're faking enjoying the experience, I don't see how they would feel comfortable saying, like, babe, like, you're not doing it for me. And men take pride in sex.
But I mean that, you know, they should. And that's that on that. But, you know, male mediocrity often has a lot of pride associated with it, so.
Yeah, because I just feel like, did the last person you were with get the same sex as you're giving me? Because
she's acting crazy. She's following me. She's trying to stalk my little Instagram. And I'm like, behind this, sis, what's going on?
Like, I'm about to send them back, honestly.
Okay, we're clowning right now, but love, it's kind of crazy. The whole not orgasming thing. Like, I really wish more science was dedicated to that. But then when you look at things like conservatives trying to get WAP removed from the radio because it's too vulgar, and I'm like, miss all of like the Uncle Luke era, or like, I don't know, like, where were y'all when Trina was going off? Like,
no, they didn't like them either, but it's just always the way they always gotta pick on somebody instead of doing their real fucking job. Like, this is how they get out of doing their job. They just look for some kind of distraction to worry about. And I get tired of about this is not a good role model. Cardi B never said she wanted to be your fucking daughter's role model to begin with.
Responsibility, like, you know who censored my intake of sexual media? My parents. They put protective layers. They told me what I could and couldn't watch, and they had discussions about why I couldn't watch it. And so, like, I just feel like there's too much responsibility on celebrities to educate your kid about sex. If you're talking to your kid about sex, then what Cardi says about hitting that dangling thing in the back of her throat makes no difference.
And you just feel that concern and just start the sex talk now. Like, she is embracing her right as a woman to enjoy sex and is talking about it in the way that she feels comfortable, but you are a child, so you do not need to be concerning yourself with what she's saying or listening to that. And if you choose to have sex, I hope that you will not be choosing anytime soon. But if you do, please talk to me first. That's just how you talk to your kid.
And then you also explain that, like, some of that is pretty graphic. And when you do start to explore sexual experiences, it likely will not be the way Cardi is talking about it. So just being, like, really open and transparent about, like, yeah, there might be a point where you enjoy sex the way that she's talking about, but you as a child should, one, not really be thinking about sex because you don't have the emotional bandwidth to handle it, but two, you're probably not going to be doing it the way they're talking about in these songs. So just,
yeah, just my relax. First time I would return it.
Yeah, I think in the age-old tradition, my first time was just very, like, not great.
Mm-hmm. I was like, this is it.
And I think like the thing about it is that, like, you build up all this energy and all this, like, expectation for what the first time will be, and as a girl you're taught that the longer you wait the better and it'll make it even more satisfying. And I feel like the conversation about virginity and the loss of virginity is still this really weird thing in society, and I don't know that it's worth all the hype. Like, I might have waited longer if I knew that it was going to be that mid.
I definitely would have waited longer.
And granted, but I waited a good bit. You know, it was the end of high school, so
I was definitely past. I was like 15. My boyfriend was 18. So then there's that. The age gap, and you're dealing with somebody who's older, who's already having sex. And I really wasn't pressed. We were just always together. He was just always so pressed. And, you know, he tried to hang with my family. I hang with his, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, the tensions. And I was like, all right, fine. We'll do it. And then I'm like, this is what the fuck you've been pressing me to do?
This is it.
Like, I woke up and, you know, your little heart is broken. And he would still be trying to get me to have sex. So I'm like, I don't want to have sex with you. Like, we're not together. And it wasn't really that great. It wasn't great.
Leave me alone.
Oh my
God. I'm pretty full circle. We talked about, you know, the nastiest of the nasty, and then the original first time. I feel like we've come full circle here, folks.
Wow. But I did want to let people know about their vagina friendly condoms, chemical free.
Oh yes, we love a chemical free. This is so green living over here.
You know, since niggas is, you know, vegan and vegetarian now, just go and get you some natural condoms. You got some Sir Richard's classic rib condom. It is natural and vegan. Quality by women and for women. And they have, like, cute little feminine packaging. They're like pink and purple and all those little colors I love. And they say little cute things. They have no spermicides and they're super thin. Natural, all natural, and a portion of each purchase goes to Planned Parenthood. And shout out to Planned Parenthood because they are a great resource for sexual health. They provide free STD testing and other host of things that you may need just for general health and wellness for your reproductive system.
And on the note of Flynn, y'all, please go out and vote. there are a number of states that still have Planned Parenthood funding on their legislative bills. And it's really important that we all participate in government so that we are able to make small changes, because the changes we make locally impact us far more than the presidential election. So regardless of what we're feeling about those candidates, get out there and vote, because, you know, there's some really important legislature that's still being called into question.
Add a few more, but they're all, they also donate portions to female entrepreneurs in developing countries. And Glide condoms, they are marketing that they do not have that little balloon scent that gets on everybody's nerves, because they are double wide, some flavors if you want to get adventurous. So just in case women are buying condoms, I know I need to participate more in the condom purchasing.
And so, as I am about condom use, I definitely need to be more proactive about purchasing my own, especially when we have conscious condoms like the ones that you're mentioning.
I know condoms, but I don't sit there and say like, oh, are these chemical free? If it's super thin, is my vagina gonna love it? I don't think about that. I just think about, nigga, just put a condom on, because I can't be your baby mama and you can't give me an STD.
Boom. And actually, which is condoms, like the ones that are supporting female entrepreneurs in third world countries, so I can
have some out. I'll let you know, or I'll let y'all know, whoever wants to know.
Well, you can let me know, because I'm also still living in LA, so sex is zero right now. But yeah, let me know. Let me know how it goes.
You just have to just go somewhere else to have sex. You
just pick up and go.
Just like, that's what I do. I just have sex somewhere else, unless, you know. When is the pandemic over? Because I felt like I was going to have a promising year. Like, I felt like 2020 was going to be a year I was going to get some sex.
In LA.
Consistently. Like, I've dated worse in here. And now I'm feeling like I might be the problem.
You're the problem too.
Okay. And that's that on that. And that's it for the sex talk. Hope that y'all feel empowered. Hope y'all feel like y'all have some wet ass, powerful pussy today.
Wop. Wop with guap.
Yes. Wop with the double.